Then we hit the 90s away from the water starting Friday. Hanging out near the bay, you'll go from the 60s and 70s up to the 70s and low 80s. That's through the weekend as well. At the beach, though, the onshore flow is still there. Even a weak onshore flow means you stay chilly and cloudy with temperatures there only in the low 60s. So warmer away from the water this weekend, and we likely will stay warmer than average through at least next Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Deanna, the KPIX 5 and KCBS forecast.
Thank you very much, Paul. We've got traffic and weather together on the 8th on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
KCBS News Time 6:20. It is one of the traditional powerhouses of Olympic sport.
But Russia's place at the 2016 Games in Rio hangs in the balance over allegations of state-sponsored doping. The International Committee is considering several legal options to possibly discipline Russian athletes. We're going to talk more about it. Joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is Dr. Selina Shaw from the Center for Sports Medicine in Walnut Creek. Dr. Shaw, we understand you have had personal experience with Olympic teams in the past.
Yes, thank you. I am a team physician for USA Synchronized Swimming and have traveled with USA figure skating teams as well as USA weightlifting teams. And so as part of this, when we travel internationally, they are events that are sanctioned internationally, and therefore the athletes are all subject to drug testing.
So with your background, help us with some perspective here. This seems like a huge deal.
Right. It definitely is. But I think it's also important to note that they are following protocol, and doping is a serious offense and something that really needs to be paid attention to and the guidelines adhered to and action taken if not.
You know, you look at some of the allegations contained in this report, and it's like something out of a James Bond movie in terms of what they are alleging, at least, that Russian officials did on behalf of their athletes. Do you buy it?
Well, it's one of those where I think, you know, the team that's been hired has done a thorough investigation. I think it's important to read the details of the report to understand, you know, exactly what they found, and it sounds like they've gotten some cooperation from the physician, one of the doctors that was responsible for assisting in the doping, and there's some details described as to how they even pulled this off. So it is pretty incredible, and certainly a movie could probably be made out of it someday.
When you hear a story like this and zeroing in on a specific country like Russia, you almost can't help but wonder how widespread the problem is beyond the focus of this particular investigation.
Clearly, that's a concern, and that is why athletes from all countries are potentially tested. And so certainly there is concern that this could be more rampant than just Russia.
One of the options, the most extreme, is to ban the entire Russian team. Right now, it's just track and field from participating in the games. You know, you look at that, and for an athlete to train all of his or her life and then to be denied that opportunity, that is a pretty big penalty.
It is. It is. It's very sad, and I feel very bad for the athletes that are not doping and potentially are going to be impacted by this decision.
From your perspective, is there a better way of going about all this in terms of testing or regulating or oversight or anything else?
It's difficult. You know, WADA, certain, which is the World Anti-Doping Agency, an international federation, certainly is in charge of basically all of the testing and all the regulations, and they put a lot of time and energy and research into this, and you know, I think they do the best that they can, and it's really quite comprehensive, frankly, and when you actually see how the testing is done, it would be very difficult to cheat this. So again, just fathoming how they pulled this off is pretty incredible. So I'm sure they look into ways they can always improve things to avoid something like this happening.
So in your mind, the testing is already pretty sophisticated?
It's quite sophisticated.
Dr. Shaw, thank you very much for making some time for us this afternoon. Again, Dr. Selina Shaw is with the Center for Sports Medicine in Walnut Creek. Again, weighing in on word that the International Committee for the Games in Rio was considering several legal options to possibly discipline Russian athletes.
Right now, we're going to check in on Wall Street. Stocks ended the day mostly lower. Jason Brooks with that and Apple Pay.
Apple Pay has launched in France, the 8th country to have the service, and 3rd in Europe. More than 12 million people use Apple Pay every month. And rivals like Google and Samsung are coming on strong. Google Wallet and Samsung Pay each have an estimated 5 million users, as consumers are increasingly comfortable substituting their mobile devices for their wallets at the store. Industry researcher Statista says mobile payment revenue topped $450 billion in 2015 and is forecasted to surpass $1 trillion in 2019. On top of physical goods, mobile spending is strong for mobile games and sports and concert tickets. It was a choppy session for the stock market with the blue chips going back and forth, but in the end, the Dow gained 26 points to 18,559, NASDAQ losing